The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? And what is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their hometown, and among their own kin, and in their own house. And Jesus could do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then Jesus went about among the villages teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. Jesus said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Please be seated.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus comes home. So what has Jesus been up to before coming back to Nazareth, his hometown? You remember that in the beginning of Mark's gospel, Jesus announces that the realm, the rule of God is at hand. It is Jesus' purpose to be going about to bring this new community. So what is this new realm? Is it a place? Is it an idea? Is it an identity? Surely, we know, we trust, we believe it is connected to God. In the gospel, Jesus goes about showing us what the realm of God looks like, how it is organized. How does he do that? How does he both be and bring this new realm, this new rule? Well, he's now at home after having been showing us out on the water, really, and in his healings. He's been traveling back and forth across the Sea of Galilee, Jewish side, Gentile side, back and forth, stitching together different peoples, disparate peoples. The realm of God is not about rigid boundaries. I mean, we sang that in this our opening hymn. It is not about ethnicity, our clan, our nationality, as we think about our own celebration this weekend. Back and forth across the lake, Jesus is stitching together God's realm, God's people. He brings health and healing to people on both sides. He helps the least and the greatest. He helps a poor man troubled by a wicked spirit. You remember the guy who's living in the graves and running around naked and tormented by a spirit. He helps this person. But on the other side, he also helps a powerful leader of the synagogue, Jairus, whom Pastor Lottis spoke of last week, whose daughter had died. He also challenges prejudice against women, touching the untouchable, bringing a young girl and a woman afflicted for years back to life, both from death and from social death. "Daughters, arise," he says. "Your faith has made you well." Your faith has made you well in the realm of God. Jesus was revealing that our prejudices, our preconceptions, can be just as deadly as disease itself. The realm of God has come to address the health of the whole person, the whole community, all people. Daughters, arise. And I can't say that without once again remembering our dear sister, Kristen Tunis, who herself lived by faith, who lived with an open heart to all folks, to bring life to all, and not just be parishioners and friends of hers and her work compatriots, but to the whole creation itself, as she did so much with environmental issues and with animals as well, who in her life heard Jesus call for her to arise, and we trust hears it still. Now Jesus has come to his hometown, but he came really to redefine what home is like, what it's about, to offer an expansive vision, to offer healing, to bring the realm of God. With him, in his presence, it is at hand. Where he is, there is the new community, because he lives that divine reality of an open heart, a welcome, and a gospel to all people. The call to health, the call to set aside fear and prejudice, the call to participate in deeds of power through the acceptance of others, through repenting and renouncing violence, calling people from life to death, from death to life, the call to be part of the realm, the community of God. Jesus teaches in the synagogue, but for our ears today, it could be most any church, most any community, in which home is restrictive and insular, protected from others, which now appears to be the spirit of our age, or perhaps we are better calling it the demon of our time. Not in our country alone, but worldwide, it seems. Those who hear him are astounded because they hear Jesus challenge the old notion of what home is to be, that home is only for those that we know who have been here for a while or who pretty much look like us. Jesus challenges their identity, the very thing upon which their life rests. They live by these preconceptions, by their stereotypes, by their prejudices. It is this home that they know. It is this home that they expect Jesus to affirm and embrace. So when they oppose him, they think they are standing up for life. They are digging deeper into the grave. For their sake, he brings home the realm of God. They are astounded. They are offended. He's supposed to be only a laborer, only a part of a certain clan, a certain family, sharing the old ways, protecting the old identity. They are offended by his wisdom and power, as so much of our nation is today. So we see this isn't only a story about a little backwater town named Nazareth in Galilee. It is really a story about the whole world. How would Jesus be received today if he went to any church in America bringing the realm of God? We would hope that he would feel at home. Would he? Or would he be seen as his own people saw him? Who are you? You're just a guy. We don't believe you. We all ask this. Not of our own community, only of our own community, but of our own hearts as well. How would we receive him? How do we receive others? For Jesus also seeks to dwell in our hearts, to call us to be disciples for the new community of God. Jesus' home is not so much a place, but particularly in the Gospel of Mark, it is a way of life, a way of related to God. Jesus' home is on the way into the hearts and communities of those who believe him. He loves his familiar brothers and sisters, no doubt, his mother and father for sure, but his family is the family of faith, the disciples who follow him. And so he sends them out, two by two. But just as this is not only a story about little Nazareth 2,000 years ago, it is not only a story about a small group of 12 disciples going out two by two. Jesus sends us. He sent the disciples because he will leave. He sends us for the same reason, to be his voice, to proclaim the good news of the gospel with authority over the unclean spirits, to cast out many demons. He sends us, the demons of prejudice, of violence against women, the fear of the stranger, scapegoating the weak, the poor, the immigrant, basing political and community power upon racial bias, call it sin. He has called his disciples out of their old identity to bring a new truth of home, the realm of God, to this world. He has come to his hometown, to his sisters and brothers, that they might believe that this calling is also for them, for us, to come out of an old identity politics into the new community of life. He calls us also to faith. His home folks do not believe. He was amazed. I'm sure he was sorrowful. And the disciples are slow to understand, and what happens with them in the end. His disciples abandon him. And speaking for myself, we know how we also have often failed, have often died. But the truth is, Jesus never really shakes us off, despite what it says about dust in the story. Jesus bears whatever our failure, our doubt is, that denies the realm of God. That's the cross. He comes to us with forgiveness and the promise of life, not reacting with violence or anger, but with this promise, this forgiveness and resurrection of life. Today he calls us once more, again, and sends us to bring good news of God's welcome, of God's healing, of God's heart, to bring everyone.